create your own power up and power down rituals. When many of us shifted to remote work arrangements, a lot of us found it really challenging to focus and reported feeling really exhausted despite not significantly increasing our working hours. And the reason why is because of how our brain works. Our brains were getting what we call muddled mental associations when we began to work remotely. You see, our brain is constantly scanning the physical environment for sensory cues, particularly what we see and what we hear. And the two regions of our brain that predominantly process this data, they are called our occipital and our temporal lobes. These two regions alone take up about 40% of our brain's architecture. In fact, as you may have heard me mention before, our brain is processing 11 million pieces of sensory information every single second. It's mind-boggling, literally. So you are hardwired to be constantly scanning your environment, even if you're unaware that your brain is doing this. And the stimulus that our brain processes starts to activate neural pathways that then determine or dictate our behavior. Our brain is constantly scanning for stimulus or cues to determine our next appropriate activity. And over time, these patterns of neural activation, which is basically just electrical activity, are reinforced when we come into contact with that stimulus. So you see, our environment really influences our brain state and therefore our behavior too. The problem is when we're working remotely, there were all sorts of new and unfamiliar sensory cues for our brain to process. We might have been sitting at the dining table, which we typically associated with rest and relaxation, maybe a glass of wine. And now all of a sudden we were sitting in the same spot, but using that spot to process emails and to make Zoom calls. Our brain was getting these muddled associations. So we need to create predictable routines where our brain knows what it will see and hear and maybe even smell, taste, or touch to send powerful signals to our brain that the day is about to start, or at the other end of the day, that our day is coming to an end. So my tip today, create consistent power up and power down rituals, particularly when you are working remotely. Create a virtual commute. Perhaps you could listen to a particular playlist, walk to your local cafe and get a coffee, a tea, or a juice. Maybe you could go for a walk, wear a particular type of clothing to signal that it's time to either start or end the day. Light a candle. You need to send these signals to your brain that it's either time to start or terminate the day. Now, these rituals are also really important, particularly at the end of the day. Perhaps you could have a particular drink. Maybe it's a cup of tea that signals that it's the end of your day. Maybe you could take the dog for a walk, play with your kids. I know some people during remote work even went for a drive or undressed out of their work clothes. Perhaps you could put away your laptop, shut the office door, or put a sheet or a towel over your desktop if it's in a shared space in your house. It really doesn't matter what the ritual is, so long as you're consistent and they're rituals that signify the start or the end of your workday.